The majority of Bible verses dealing with money and possessions address the heart and mind. That's where financial sin begins. Hi, I'm Chuck Bentley. This is My Money Life from Crown. Financial sin has severe repercussions, so let's look at a few. Dissatisfaction is a big one. Complaining about our financial status in comparison to others is a clear indication of a misplaced dependency. If you're preoccupied with what you don't have, God's probably not your primary focus. Scripture says, "He who loves money will not be satisfied with money, nor he who loves wealth with his income." Financial dissatisfaction in marriage is painful. In fact, men and women will make irrational decisions to appease their spouses. Now, nothing in this world will ever satisfy like the Lord. In fact, Jesus said the greatest commandment is to love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, and mind. Dissatisfaction clouds our ability to fully love. So stop thinking about yourself so much and look to Him. Now, another sin is coveting. That's the desire for what others have, and it's a trap. Jesus said, "Take care and be on your guard against all covetousness, for one's life does not consist in the abundance of his possessions." God wants us to depend on and be satisfied in Him, not money or the things that money can buy. The solution is an attitude of gratitude. Start and end your day giving thanks to God for who He is and what He's done for you. Make a conscious effort to look for things to thank Him for. It will change your perspective on life and finances. And if you need help today, call the Crown Helpline. Speak to one of our staff, share your fear, ask for prayer and free counsel to help you take the next steps. Call 800-722-1976 or visit online at crown.org.